Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
To find out what's going to ultimately happen with the vote from the Trump administration's perspective, and when will it all end? A bit of a victory in Pennsylvania where some mail-in ballots will not be counted, but the Biden lead is so huge there. And speaking of huge, sadly, COVID continues to soar while we have the hope of the vaccine rollout that is happening. And starting next month at Vandenberg Air Force Base in Lompoc, California, they're going to get 10,000 doses. And then from there, it should be 20 million doses a month. The optimism runs high, but yet we still have this virus to contend with. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. It's business as usual, of course, meaning the SOB of this virus is still weaving its destructive magic through our neighborhoods, and there are 243,000 Americans who have died out of 10.6 million cases in the world, as we have many people listening to us in Australia, the UK, Wales, Spain, France, Ireland, to name a few places, and thanks for that. 1.29 million have died, wrapping the Americans to that total, the highest amount, and that's worldwide cases of 52.7 million. Both Texas and California, over 1 million cases. So it's very strange. I think I likened this the other day to almost getting to the summit of Kilimanjaro. Just, we're almost there. If we can just hang on and get through it, we'll be able to raise our arms and fists and pump them high. Oh, if we can just get to the top of it. This is what's happening. And thus, many states, Republican governors and others, depending on what's happening in their neighborhoods, doing some things that aren't popular with some shutdowns, because we still have the economics of this and businesses who have been crippled and who are trying to fight for the life of the business and the jobs. That's why I think places like Costco had to update their mask policy that you have to wear a mask. It's mandatory because so many people were continuing, of course, to shop there, which is good for its employees, good for the survival of Costco, but not good if people start to get COVID that can be traced back to individual stores. So in California, because of the million cases surpassing a million, there has been a rollback with some of the reopening plan. So there are these businesses that were so excited, the restaurants that were close to finding they were getting more people in, they were social distancing, they were working with what they could do with outdoor space, and now they don't know from week to week whether they're going to be open or closed. It's the U-turn effect in so many places. All of a sudden, poof, you're back around to where you were originally when all of this happened. But what do you do when you see a boost in coronavirus infections? And with colder weather, people are forced out of the fresh air and in and going into indoors. And so there are some more drastic measures that are being put in place. Chicago, on Thursday, inch closer to a lockdown. They have stay-at-home advisory. It goes into effect Monday and ordered non-essential businesses to close at 11 o'clock. New York is requiring bars, restaurants, and gyms to close by 10 p.m. That starts Friday. The governors of Iowa, Ohio, and Utah, all Republicans, like I said, imposed mask mandates because they don't want to see these numbers continue. The record cases that we've seen on Wednesday, we saw 143,241 new cases in the U.S. That's why there's this U-turn effect that is happening and hurting, of course, so many people who felt like, oh, we've crossed the threshold line, you know, of this, and we're coming back, we're getting back, we're slowly tracking back, and then suddenly they find themselves in a much different situation, feeling the stress and the press and everything else that comes along with this virus. So, like I said before, think of yourself as a mountain climber. It's a stretch for me too, I know. And you're just there. We just a couple more hooks. We're in there. We're roped up. We're okay. And we have fought through this. And boy, I don't want to see any more people die, get hurt from this. And I know, how do you do it? How do you figure out and balance again the economics of this? Because truly, I mean, you own a business. And you've got people that work for you, and you want to keep them on, but like the restaurant owners of a great eatery in downtown Dallas that told me they are barely making it, where they cut a staff of 17 to 3, can they afford to completely hunker down and make the ultimate U-turn without getting hit so hard? There is no way that they will be able to open up again. And this is state by state, lots of measures that are going on. And you see, for example, no ICU beds. When you hear that there's no beds available, and suddenly you're the person that comes down with it in the great state of Mississippi. No ICU beds left in Jackson. Gosh, only 12% statewide. All of a sudden that happened. All of a sudden the wave caught Mississippi. And Jackson isn't the only large Mississippi city with no or fewer ICU beds. Five remain in the state's second largest city. That would be Gulfport. Beautiful area. I've had the pleasure of spending some time in Gulfport and in Biloxi. Same thing. None in Biloxi. And the list goes on and on. And this is kind of the same territory for so others, depending on the suburb, the community, etc. Very, very tough. As you know, again, the move is get through this, get through it as, you know, as fast as possible, and just do whatever you can to support those local businesses. So that curbside pickup, all of that is so, so big, because some of that, I think some of the excitement, like I said, the optimism over the vaccine is kind of slowly fading because of the spread. And I talked about the deaths in the cases in the United States. And then you look at the amount of people who have died on Wednesday, 1,893, the highest number of fatalities since May 8th during the initial peak of the outbreak. All right, hang with us. Coming up next is all about the numbers. So we're heading to our machine. We can count on the flip side.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to nutrients. neutralizing chronic inflammation to supporting detoxification to stabilization of blood sugar and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Everywhere. Of course, I talked about the deaths in the day, 1,893. Sad, sad, sad. We just got to get through this dark time to come out on the sunny side of the street. And then the fight continues for the Prez. It's about numbers there and lawsuits and what happens. And will there even be a concession? Who knows if there will be or not. I'm not shocked to hear about, and here's your number, 2024, that the president would run again. Although I think, boy, if he ends up having a big microphone in a different way and has already gone through it, you wonder, maybe that would be ultimately where you would want to stay. But who knows? I mean, that's obviously just what I call spitballing and looking down the road to see what could possibly happen. And in the meantime, the October budget deficit, oh, soaring. The U.S. is starting the 2021 budget year the way the old year ended up, with massive deficits. You know what the number is? The budget deficit, $284.1 billion. Ooh. And that's not a surprise, right? With dealing with the coronavirus, especially all of that, and revenues falling by 3.2% to $237.7 billion. And so, of course, that reflects what? Decline in personal income. That's exactly what we're seeing. And it's reflected in those numbers. All right, speaking of numbers, There is a master's going on. You might not care, but there is some history and lore to it in the United States, and worth me mentioning it in this version of We Can Count. Why? Because it is the toughest ticket to get in sports. Right now you could be saying, who cares? But Tiger Woods shot an incredible round on the hollowed space that is the greens of Augusta in Georgia. There were nearly 100 people who gathered near the 10th tee as the defending Masters champ started his quest for green jacket number 6. And it's interesting because it's a different feel like everything else that we have going on in our lives. But Woods matched his best first round score in the Masters, a 4 under par 68. He just said he's thankful for the chance. He says he delayed his competitive return to golf after the coronavirus pandemic shut down because he was unsure how life would be in a COVID-19 world. Boom. We are right there with you. We are unsure, too, as well. At least there's a distraction. Graham in the great state of Mississippi. I was just talking about Jackson in a previous segment and Gulfport and Biloxi and what was happening there. Hey, Graham.
Well, it's pretty good that I had my surgery about 4 weeks ago at the Mississippi Burn Center here in Jackson.
Yay.
Oh, I could tell you the story about that, but they tested me. They have to test you before they release you from the hospital.
Is that right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
When you're there, you learn an awful lot.
I bet you do about the virus and everything else in between.
Oh, yeah. Everything else in between. You know, I was really, for somebody that was about to lose his foot, I was a low priority because of the virus.
Yeah.
I mean, in every aspect, you know, just trying to get water. Because I couldn't, you know, get up and move around myself. But it is a booger. And let me tell you, every one of them that's working that mess, they're all, every one of the nurses, I guarantee, are angels. But, you know, I grew up down on the coast, and my sister, she got a degree in respiratory therapy, and she worked at ER for like about, 13 years down there.
Wow.
And she went to Ohio for better pay. And she started working the infant care ICU because she just couldn't stand the death that she saw in the emergency room down there in Gulfport. And now up in Ohio, which is not getting as much press as it really needs to, is a heroin epidemic. And she just sad to see these little infants, and she's trying to shove a small little tube, breathing tube, up inside, you know, 8-ounce baby. It gets to her now.
Wow.
She's had to back off from even that, but yeah, it's just rough all the way around out there, Kate.
Yeah. It is rough all the way around. It's interesting. You talk about your sister. I have a cousin who's in the neonatal area of CHOP, which is the Children's Hospital in Philadelphia, and it's terrible, too, what you're talking about. Not the epidemic of the heroin as much as what you're seeing in Ohio,
every
but
day.
They have problems similar. Yeah, every day. Yeah.
Every day, activities, their work job, what they do for a living.
Wow.
So
they are angels.
They're angels.
Yeah.
Every one of them. Now,
yep.
That's just it. We all just need to practice that golden rule. Do unto others as you'd want done unto yourself. And this world changes
so true.
So much.
So true. So true. I'm
so
glad
much.
You said that. Yeah. You always have those words of wisdom, Graham. You give us that jolt. That's good.
Well, you got to have that dope. You know, it's like a morning cup of coffee. It really is.
Yep.
It's good to the last drop, going good to the last word, however you want to take it.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, good words that you are recuperating. We're so happy to see that. That's for sure, Graham. And as always, thanks for the phone call. And we wish you the best and for telling us some of the things that had happened in Mississippi as you've been filling in the blanks for us. And I was saddened to hear that the struggles there. I mentioned my time in Gulfport and Biloxi and some of the other great, great areas in Jackson, certainly, too. So we watch what's going on with the coronavirus, and, you know, we look at what is the future, what is the possibility of the vaccine. So if you look at this, to put it in perspective, one, and this really hit me today, one American is dying every 107 seconds. And some of those stories, boy, I can't imagine you wouldn't tear up if you knew some of the stories that I've heard from way too many people. When we get through this and get on the other side, and let's all get on that other side, what is the United States going to look like? And hopefully there's more that unites us rather than divides us, because it's going to be a Thanksgiving, as somebody said to me, a Thanksgiving where you're giving thanks that you're not at a big family gathering so that everybody can be together for Thanksgiving 2021 with these surges in cases. And the more people, I think, mask up and avoid some of the super spreader events, perhaps the faster we can get to that other side and more lives that can honestly be saved. And I'm seeing it. I'm seeing really everywhere the mask, the mask, the mask, even in walking deep into the woods today. Anybody I passed, and there was only a handful of people in walking the dog, there were everybody had masks, and immediately, even definitely beyond 6 feet, people were pulling masks up in a very limited social situation where you're not that close to the people who may be on the same path as you going through this wooded area. And I think it shows that there is that seriousness of, boy, we really want to see this out. We really want to do whatever it means that we have to do to get through to that other side. And with the cases and with the, you know, the 10 million cases and the people that are well known too that have gotten it, like Tom Izzo and Ben Carson, I think that that just highlights that anyone could fall in this situation with the, in the sports world, the Michigan State basketball coach, as I mentioned, Izzo, and the postponements that they've had to have in college football, and Utah's governor having to issue a statewide mask mandate, New Jersey ordering bars and restaurants to close early because of the soaring. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the opposite side.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, Exney Family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump continues to challenge the election results in several states and was handed a win in court on Thursday when a Pennsylvania appellate court agreed with his campaign's lawyer and ordered that a pool of mail-in ballots where the voter did not provide ID by the deadline could not be counted. The judge also rebuked Secretary of State Kathy Bochvar, saying that she did not have the authority to change the deadline for ID days before the election. The campaign still has more filings in the state and believes a ruling in their favor could change the outcome. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany told Fox News that there are still many questions about the handling of mail-in ballots.
We want to take a look and say, hey, what went on here? Were you counting votes that didn't have signatures? We have affidavits, and we want answers, and we certainly think the vote totals could change. The president is still fighting for a second term here, and this litigation will shed some light and pull back the curtains on some of the things that were going on.
This is USA Radio News. Seven people, including five American soldiers, were killed Thursday in a helicopter crash in Egypt. The helicopter carried members of the multinational force and observers, an international body that monitors the peace agreement between Egypt and Israel. The organization says it's investigating the cause of the crash, but at this point it's believed to have been an accident. As new cases and hospitalizations from COVID-19 continue to rise in most states, there are fears that hospitals will become overwhelmed by the number of COVID patients. Dr. Deborah Birx says taking the necessary steps to help stop the spread would do a lot for frontline doctors and nurses. The coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force told News Nation Now that slowing the spread of the virus would keep hospitals available for all patients.
We want those hospitals available not only for the individuals with COVID, but for your child if your child develops appendicitis or for your father when he develops a heart attack. And so this is not just about COVID. This is ensuring that our hospitals stay functional.
This is USA Radio News.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Well, this time around at Author's Corner, excited to talk to Raymond J. Klein. His book is called Illuminations, Earning a Living with Dynamic Photography. And talk about being dynamic. I had a book delivered on my front porch. It would be this book from him. It is mind-blowing. The photographs in this and his journey and his story. And he starts off, chapter one, The Value of Imagination. I knew we were on the same page because I believe in imagination, and I think that's what is really behind so many of his incredible works of art, really, these photographs that took him a very long way from as a kid looking at National Geographic life and look to becoming a pro himself and having one of the all-time greatest ads, his setup for Sears that just blew away Sears and made all kinds of money and really put him on an incredible path. So, Raymond, thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you for this interview.
So let's talk about that. As a kid, I mentioned Life, Look, and National Geographic. You talk about that right away, that was a big influence on you, that as a kid you looked at that. Could you ever have imagined as a young boy having the kind of career in life you had with a camera?
I never imagined that at all. There were several times when you think of what it is you want to be, and I thought maybe I wanted to be a pilot at first. And then I thought, you know, after looking at all these pictures and starting to take pictures of different things, like the first picture that was published by the Milwaukee Journal was just a picture from Reader's Contest, and I got $10 for it, you know. And my dad said, hey, you better take more pictures, you know.
Yeah, $10 isn't going to cut it. But what you made later on that iconic Sears ad was incredible. But I want to talk about something that influenced you. You said it, you know, looking at those magazines, thinking about that, and then you end up on this path where you are in the military and you get to use your skills. And I think that's significant in the book. Tell us about that, how that happened.
Well, I wanted to go to a photography school when I, you know, realized that I could take photos and get paid for them, you know, even though it was only $10 now and whenever I would get another one published, you know. So I wrote in my application to this photography school, which was in California. And then I got my draft notice. Fortunately, the first semester that I was working at the school, I met this military fellow who couldn't do his pictures very well, so I helped him. And then he helped me when I got my draft notice to link up with this photo unit. So even though I got into the photo unit and had to go through, like, the basics of photography and everything, which I already knew how to develop my own black and white film, how to make my own prints, how to process my own color film, you know, I had to go through the basics. But then I worked my way up to being an instructor in this photo unit. And when the Korean situation ended, we ended up going to Florida and becoming a unit that produced movies and still photographs for the Pentagon to inform them of the different things that were actually happening in the Air Force. And so this, you know, continued on until my honorable discharge. And I found right at that particular time, that was 1956, Cape Canaveral was in full swing. And here I was at an air base that was in Florida. And I read in the Orlando Sentinel that they were looking for photographers at Cape Canaveral. So I went down there, interviewed, got the job. And at that time, I wasn't really considered a photographer. I was considered a camera operator. And what we had was several cameras would be on a crossbar, and we'd have a sight that was looking at a rocket that was on a launch pad. And all we had to do, basically, was when the countdown came to T-minus 10 or whatever it was, we would switch our cameras on seconds just before the rocket would be ignited. And then we would have to track the rocket, and whatever happened would be recorded on the film. So that was my first experience. I was there for about, I don't know, 8-9 months, something like that. And I saw another ad in the paper from the Martin Company. They were looking for motion picture or still photographers. So I applied there. They had just built a new plant in Orlando, Florida, about maybe 10 miles south of Orlando. And so I applied there, and I had these pictures from the Air Force, and I had my motion picture camera experience from Cape Canaveral. So I got the job working at the Martin Company. And while I was there, they needed a sequence of pictures that showed the engineers at work in order to get other engineers interested in applying for jobs at the Martin Company. So one of the first photographs that you see in the book is that particular advertisement, along with several other black and white pictures that were also accomplished, you know, engineers at work. But this one was really the outstanding one that I think really interested several engineers into coming to work for the Martin Company. And
wow.
That picture was mailed out to universities and, you know, to cities, wherever engineers might have to be located that would want to come to work there, you know. So that was a pretty dynamic picture right there. So that's one of the first ones you see in the book, full page.
Yeah. Yeah, and we're gonna. I don't want to run out of time because I want to get to the Sears ad because we could talk to you all day long, but we only have a limited amount of time. So, Raymond, tell us about Sears and working for Sears and that iconic ad that's in the book.
The one with the bathroom rugs you're talking about.
Yeah,
right?
Bathroom rugs and a cat, Siamese cat.
Right. Well, that That's part of the an explanation there of how an advertisement comes into being, because you know, several people will make drawings and whatnot, but this particular art director that I worked with, he had no idea what I was going to do. His picture was like a kind of a sketch with chalk on it with green colors, you know. And I worked with a stylist from Sears that brought in the little props that are sitting on the table where the cat is. And it took me like 3 days to make this setup so that it looked like all the rugs were suspended in space. And the cat was going to be on top of the bathroom rug that was right in the foreground. And so we had to, I call it tailoring, tailor the each of those rugs so they all look nice and crisp and had their little fringes standing up nice and tight, and got my strobe lights so that the cat, I had to photograph this on 11 by 14 inch film. And so I had a huge camera that would accept this size film, which we had rented. So what I want to get across to young people is that how much money actually goes into doing these kinds of things, and the equipment that I needed at that particular time. Today we probably could have done that, you know, I wouldn't need that huge camera. I could have used a, you know, a digital camera instead, but the art director wanted to have this large size film because he wanted that advertisement to be of extreme high quality. And fortunately, the way, you know, the printing operation happened at that particular time, it was good that he did that, because that advertisement just came out spectacular. That was a full page advertisement in a in the magazine section of the Sunday paper.
Wow.
And so they, he told me about a week or two after the ad ran, he said, Ray, he said, you won't believe it. He said, that picture sold so many bathroom rugs that they had to go into production, you know, making more of those things, because they sold millions of dollars of that of those rugs.
Yeah, and so, you told me an interesting story. Millions of dollars of those rugs. So you moved product with your art slash photography in this ad, and you made some serious money by doing that. It took you a long time because you had to do the setup and all of that, right? From $10 to
right.
A really good payday.
Yeah, that's right.
And, I love it.
Actually, what happened, that locked me into that company, because I was like their prime photographer at that time. So the reason I wanted to do this book was to show young people what you can do. On the last page of the book, I have a sequence of 12 things that you should do in order to do, you know, spectacular pictures, and how to engage yourself with companies that can handle your particular capabilities.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And you know, so that's what's necessary. And so I put in, you know, prices of day rates that, you know, I went from, these are billing rates. Now, I didn't get paid what they billed me at, you know, my salary, whatever it was at any particular time, was relevant to how many days I'd be working, you know.
Right.
But I made a good salary.
You made a great living, sir, and you are an incredible photographer. And you've got to look at those 12 steps, including be innovative, study magazines for ideas and techniques. I don't want to give it all away. Pick up the book, Raymond
right.
Klein. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
As the coronavirus
coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged, in a sense, against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Learned at Dofus, and Howard Jones Jr. wrote a book with that title, so it's hard to forget. I'm going to tell you also, if you're listening to me, Edafos, when I say it, it's a Greek word, and it's E-D-A-F-O-S. I'm saying that because if you look up the book, I want you to know how to spell the title, and many of you are probably laughing because you already know what the word means. Howard Jones Jr., how are you, and thanks so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
So, tell me about the book. Why did you write the book?
Yeah, well, the initial reason why I wrote the book was that at first when I was in high school, I wanted to get into game design, and to kind of keep some of the ideas, I just kind of chronicled them down into, my four or whatever. And eventually once it got through and finished, I guess my father knew about it somewhat and contacted some publishers, and that's kind of how it got started. So by the time I finished it, I was a senior in high school.
Ah, so the question is, before we dive deeper into the story, were you a big gamer? Were you into games, that whole kind of thing?
Yeah, I've kind of always been into that, and that's kind of what, because a big thing I've realized growing up is that, one of the mediums of storytelling isn't just relegated to books and, oral storytelling. One interesting way I found medium for storytelling was, through games. And, you know, one of the big influencers specifically for Edaphos would have probably been like the Elder Scrolls series, namely Skyrim, was probably like a big influencer, especially in the Nordic culture of my main character of the book.
Yeah, so in developing that main character, what was that like for you? Because you, I think you have to let your imagination run wild, right?
I was actually put a lot more effort into it than I would probably have seen, because one thing I wanted was a main character who wasn't so powerful, his challenges didn't seem that real or dangerous, you know? So a big trait of my main character is that he has to rely on his charisma and his, you know, leadership skills and other things about his character. Because, you know, in the group of adventurers that, you know, the readers will follow in the story, he's surprisingly the weakest person. By no means weak, as in, because he's still a skillful swordsman, skillful fighter. But, you know, he lacks the powers, I guess, because of his magical abilities that the rest of his friends have.
Yeah. And again, we're speaking with Howard Jones Jr. Edaphos is the name of the book, Divine Wind. That's where you'll find it on Amazon. And in coming up with the sword fights and a corrupt kings and religious struggles, and my goodness, what a vivid imagination. That's what I was referring to in the last question, like how do you come up with this this world? And part of that, I think, has to come from gaming and getting in the gaming mindset of anything's possible and it's a different reality. So do you think that is part of it?
Well, ironically enough, like to some degree, I guess you could say it's the opposite, or maybe a mix of. Whereas a big thing that I do besides gaming is I read and enjoy like a lot of history. So one of the big influences when it comes to the events, cultures, places, and people in my stories is, you know, history, or I guess you could say like an alternative look at it, you know. So a lot of real life history kind of goes into some degree of my world building or some inspiration of it.
And in writing this book for, you know, you're there in beautiful St. Thomas, which now everybody's incredibly jealous. What a beautiful place to grow up and to be from. I mean, you got to know that, man. It's so chill, and the people are so, so friendly. And I can only imagine your squad, your group of friends. What do they think of you getting this book published?
The first time, like, I could remember this exact day when I got it. I showed my one friend the book, and he saw the book, and he was up there, like, yeah, I wrote this. My other friend was like, yeah, he wrote this. You see this? And my friend was like, no. And he just walked off saying that, you know. Later on, it kind of became the thing of me just being known as the writer, you know. Everyone knew me as the writer in full, and even outside of it. And they will often, you know, you just say I'm having difficulty with an assignment that's writing. It will always go back to, but you're a writer kind of thing.
That's funny. So they're busting your chops. You've got this book. You, I would imagine, want to do more. Do you think there's more books in the future for you?
Oh, yeah. That's like right now I'm actually working kind of on two projects, whereas I'm working on the third book of Edaphos, which will be known as Edaphos Black Blood, which will be a conflict more centered on, like, the godlike beings of the world known as the Divines in the story. You know, it's where their own conflict kind of seeps into what the mortals have to deal with. And, you know, I'm going to have way more books on the series and stuff like that. And as well, I'm working on something that's more local, but it's more of a fantasy story based around the islands itself, which, you know, which I've finished the first book, but I haven't done work in publishing it yet. But those are two things that I have, like, working on the way.
All right, I love that ambition. Your father has to love that ambition, does he?
I would feel so. I mean, I guess he was the one who got this all started, because, you know, publishing, book writing, all that stuff was not even a consideration. But once he saw this whole, you know, 300-something page document, I guess he kind of thought that there had to be something more to it, something that could be done about it.
Yeah, there you go. That's good to have that backup from the family. So when people read Edaphos, the Divine Wind, this first one, what do you hope they take away from reading it? The people that are listening to this conversation here in the United States and across the world, what do you hope they take away from it?
Well, I feel like I didn't really have any massive, like, you know, moral or story or theme. It was mainly kind of just you know, as is a story of that world. Though, you know, the different situations that the characters will get through and go through. So, you know, as corny as it sounds, the value of friendship, like teamwork, positivity, those types of things, as well as the need for us as people to, well, probably not violently, of course, but to stand against things that may not be good in our society, things that, you know, we may have the power to ask and talk about, you know, because that's what my main characters do. They see problems in society and generally will try to rectify it in whatever way it allows and fits for that culture.
Yeah, there you go. That's a perfect place to finish this. We wish you the best, and Howard Jones Jr., good luck with that second book. You can get the book on Amazon, and thanks for coming on the show.
All right, thank you.
All right, I love that the title is unusual and it makes it stick out. And, of course, Howard explained why that is and what that means. And Edifice is really does take you on a journey. This is a book that really anyone could read, especially as he mentioned history so big. That makes sense. History combined with his love of gaming in a way, because of how the thing that I think that's good about gaming is the imagination, the stretching of the realms. But as he mentioned, not to confuse that with that he likes to read history, that he is a history buff. And so that makes sense when you read the book. You know, we're talking about the realm of Edifice, and that it's been peaceful for about 300 years, you know, after 300 years of war, actually. And a war to conquer the land started by the godlike beings called divines. That's then part of the title and makes sense. And through unbearable, unimaginable pain and crazy suffering, they finally get peace. So again, remember what I said. You think of wars and you think of history and you think of 300 years of war and then how much after that they had peace. So, and that was about a century, right? Now you throw in these corrupt kings, and I mentioned that to him, and you mentioned the religious battles and how you've got one boy whose path was on the road to conquer, I think it's Cardia, rebels against the ideals of his people. So look at those themes, and what are those themes that you think about? I was just thinking this. I was even thinking like Game of Thrones. I'm thinking of things that I've watched series, but also like Howard, I'm a history fan. And in mixing that story, and I don't want to give too much away, it makes sense because it is steeped with things that we've heard or talked about or learned in history. So absolutely fascinating. And imagine you're sitting there in St. Thomas, beautiful St. Thomas, and he's riding away, and now he's got more in that series to come. So thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and, of course, listening to this version of the show. Make it count, everybody. The name is Yoshima. She's a black belt in karate. Working for the city. She has to discipline. This is sponsored by Amazon. Shoppers, no need to wait to score amazing deals this year. Amazon has holiday deals earlier than ever, so the Black Friday discounts are already here. Amazon's Holiday Dash Deals event is serving up holiday cheer and early savings this year to give customers even more time to shop and save. You'll find daily deals and discounts from some of the hottest brands and small businesses, making it easy to find something for everyone on your list for less. Elizabeth Gordon, Amazon says.
This year, more than ever, we're all looking for ways to stress less. That's why Amazon is focused on providing our customers with incredible savings and gift ideas this entire season, plus fast, free, and convenient delivery options so they can beat the holiday hustle and enjoy more time with loved ones.
Don't wait until the last minute this year. Take advantage of early savings and shop for everyone on your list. Head to Amazon.com/holiday-or shop from anywhere with the Amazon app.